From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. The British exit. To be or not to be. We are with only a number of short hours now before Britons will be heading to the polls to determine whether they are to remain a part of the European Union or will they vote to extricate themselves from their partners of the last 43 years and divorce completely. Advocates from both sides have spent much of the day expressing their point of view. Prime Minister David Cameron, whose political future, experts say, hinges on the outcome, remains the driving force in the Remain camp.
Think of one word that brings it all into one, which is together. Because frankly, if we want a bigger economy and more jobs, we're better if we do it together. If we want to fight climate change, we're better if we do it together. If we want to win against the terrorists and keep our country safe, we're better if we do it together. So please give it everything you've got in these last hours to make sure that people go out and vote tomorrow. Go out and vote Remain. Go out and vote Remain for a bigger, better Britain inside a reformed European Union.
Now, Nigel Farage is the leader of the Independence Party, and he begs to differ with the Prime Minister.
I want us tomorrow to vote for Britain to become independent. I want us to vote for us to become democratic. I want us to vote for us to become a normal country, because normal countries make their own laws. Normal countries are in charge of their destiny and their future.
Now, here in this country, the chairman of the Federal Reserve has weighed in and, as usual, has chosen her words very carefully.
I don't know that a Brexit vote would have significant consequences for us, but it could, and I think it's important to take that into account.